The Torah rewards. At the end of Parashat Bo, we find by the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, Kadesh V'Kol Bachar, and then it talks about the Peter Chamor. So generally speaking, it's only Bechor by a Behemoth Tahora. Chamor is an exception to the rule that there's a Peter Chamor, there's a Lacha Peter Chamor. So what's the pshat? So one reason is, we don't know, Gzeiras HaKasuf. The Gemara tells us, the Rashi quotes another pshat as well, that because they schlepped our gold and silver, therefore they got Kedusha. So Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld asked, how come when it came to, we know not only did the donkeys get rewarded, but the dogs got rewarded. They kept quiet during Makos Bechoras. So we see, so what was their reward? They got the strap, they got the leftover, the trefa, the stuff that was no good. So the shaila is, why were the donkeys rewarded much greater than the animal? The animals just get to eat basa trefa. But the peter, the chamor, gets to be infused with kedusha. So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld points out, because schlepping for someone else, schlepping for another Jew, that brings with it, it invests you in kedusha. And therefore, that's why it's one thing to be passive and help someone by not doing something harmful. But a much higher madrega, being active, actively involved by schlepping, is a much greater reward. So hence they're invested in kedusha. And we find as well the Gemara in Megillah about Rav Zeira, that arichas yomim. He says, what were you zochet to? He says, because I never rejoiced at my friend's misfortune. So, wow, what about madrega? What's, yeah, like, why should you be rejoicing at your friend's misfortune? Doesn't sound like a good midah. And now he's saying that's why he got arichas yomim. So the commentators explain, no, that of course not. Of course he didn't rejoice at someone else's simcha. He didn't rejoice at someone else's misfortune. But the chiddush was, is he had his own simcha. Let's see, he was zocha to a child, and he was having a bar mitzvah, a bris, a wedding, whatever it might be, or some other simcha. And therefore, he was on the madrega. If his next-door neighbor wasn't able to do something, or afflicted with poverty, or pain, or sorrows, it'd be hard for him to enjoy his own simcha. That's what he says. Miyamai, I never celebrated fully if there was sar going around. A very high madrega. And as well, the Gemara says in Yom, it talks about the Avodah Yom HaKippur, which is the holiest day of the year. And it says, Yikira Yerushalayim, he used to leave the Beis HaMikdash and go with the person who was bringing the Sar La'Zazel for the Avodah. They didn't want to leave him alone. So why are they called Yikira Yerushalayim? The only thing we know about them is that they used to leave the Beis HaMikdash and go. And they were known as great people. So we see the Mepharshim point out that helping out, doing a chesed for another yid, you're infused with the higher kedusha than the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. They left Avodah Yom HaKippurim, and the Gemara praises them because it's a higher level of your, and that's the pshat with the donkeys. If you invest, if you schlep for someone else, if you do chesed for someone else, then ultimately that's how you're going to be invested with the kedusha. So it's good to be silent like the dogs, and they got rewarded, but yet to be actively involved in someone else's chesed, so too, that's the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. That was the greatest of Rav Zeira, who was Zocha Tarichas Yomim. He, even if he had his own simcha, he wasn't able to rejoice if someone else was suffering.